My experience was very much helped by Lawrence, the archaeologist, who was marvellous. He had all these people around him who didn't know anything, and we were all pestering him all day long, asking him very, very simple questions. And we thought we'd found something interesting, and we'd go up to him with it and say, "Lawrence, what's this?" And he'd take it out of our hand and look at it and say, "It's a pebble," and he'd throw it over his shoulder. But when we did find things, it was so exciting, things that hadn't seen the light of day for hundreds of years, and bits of pottery, bits of beautiful Samian pottery, which were, when they were cleaned up, were almost as good as new, except they had cracks in them. But we did an awful lot of scraping of the ground, because you have to go down very gradually when you're doing archaeology. You can't just go digging great holes all over the place. You have to do it carefully and examine each layer as you go down and note anything that you find and make a note of where you found it and at what level. And after we'd done the excavation part, we had to then take levels with the dumpy machine. We had to be taught how to do that. But it all contributes to the final notes about the site and where things were found, how they were found, and the layout of the site. I also remember that there were some lectures attached to the dig about things like bones, animal bones, human bones, stuff called briquetage, which is clay stuff, and it can be anything from bits of clay floor to clay tiles and parts of buildings, which I wouldn't have known anything about before going on this dig. And also I wouldn't have known how to interpret very small pieces of bone or briquetage. But when somebody tells you what to look for, you can identify quite significant parts of a building or parts of an animal or human body.